with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. The House is voting on formalizing an impeachment inquiry into President Biden this evening. The investigation so far has raised ethical questions. Florida Congressman Jared Moskowitz says Republicans have nothing to show for a nearly year-long investigation.
There's no evidence on Joe Biden. The only thing they have uncovered is that Joe Biden is the father of Hunter Biden. That's it.
While Kentucky Congressman James Comer says President Biden needs to be held accountable.
Our investigation has revealed how Joe Biden knew of, participated in, and benefited from his family cashing in on the Biden name around the world.
In its first abortion case since it overturned Roe v. Wade in 2022, the Supreme Court agreed to take up a dispute over an abortifacient in the United States.
The justices will hear appeals from the Biden administration and the maker of the drug mifepristone. They're asking the high court to reverse an appellate ruling that would cut off access to the drug through the mail and impose other restrictions. The case will be argued in the spring with a decision likely by late June in the middle of the 2024 presidential and congressional campaigns.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting, the nine justices rejected a separate appeal from pro-life groups who challenged the Food and Drug Administration's initial approval of mifepristone as safe and effective in 2000. A judge says Donald Trump's 2020 election interference case in Washington will be put on hold while the former president further pursues his claims that he is immune from prosecution. Judge Tanya Chutkan agreed Wednesday to pause any further proceedings that would move this case toward trial or impose additional burdens of litigation on defendant. On Wall Street, the Dow by 512 points. This is SRN News. It's been a big year for one ministry, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Officials with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes report they have distributed more than 230,000 Bibles in 2023. FCA President Shane Williamson says, quote, "We are committed to God's word and biblical truth, and we continue to be amazed at what God is doing to get his word into the hands of coaches and athletes around the world." Over the past 15 years, the ministry has handed out nearly 3 million copies of Scripture. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In Wyoming, Teton County District Judge Melissa Owens is holding a hearing Thursday to choose between a trial or making a decision more quickly on a challenge to the state's ban on abortion at all stages of pregnancy. She put the ban on hold back in July. Meanwhile, the Wyoming Supreme Court is trying to decide whether to allow lawmakers and right of to life of Wyoming to intervene in another case. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks rallied and Treasury yields fell sharply after the Federal Reserve indicated that the cuts to interest rates Wall Street craves so much may be coming next year. The Dow jumped to a record high close above 37,000 points. Broader indexes also rose. Wall Street has been mostly charging higher since October, largely on hopes that cuts to interest rates are on the way. Rate cuts can relax pressure on the economy by lowering borrowing costs. The Dow was up 512 points today, closing at 37,090. The Nasdaq gained 200 points to 14,733. The S&P 500 added 63 to 4707. New York oil rose 86 cents to $69.47 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.